So I wonder if you noticed that both of those readings ended with the similar phrase, actually. Both Samuel and Jesus, it said of them that they increased in wisdom and in the divine and human favour. It said it of Samuel as well as Jesus. And that's what I want to think about this morning, is that duality, I suppose, of the kingdom of God, or God himself, the knowledge of God and the presence of God, and humanity, and how we live in that duality, and how Jesus very much existed in that duality. The simple gospel, I guess, that we all know, and the simple story of Christmas that we've just heard endlessly in my respect, in terms of the number of services we've had here over the last month. But such a simple story of a baby being born to an obscure family in an obscure part of the world. Very simple story, and yet the most profound story on earth, the most profound thing to have ever happened to us, that God himself became man. And the incarnation of Jesus encompasses both those things, both a very simple story but a very profound thing in itself. Sorry, that's a bit small. I always do this, don't I? Because it's profound, theologians like to have profound words. They like to have big words that no one else can understand. And they came up with this word, hypostatic or hypostatic union. The idea that Jesus is both God and man. That he is fully God and fully man. And it is a profound thing. Because it's not that when Jesus came, he laid aside part of his divinity. We often think that, I think, wrongly, that somehow Jesus lost a bit of his godliness when he became man, that somehow he left his divinity behind. And we sometimes sing songs that maybe even suggest that. He laid aside his majesty, we sing, and that's one thing. That's about privileges of being in heaven. But he was certainly 100% God. But he was also 100% man. And we see that in the story that we've just heard in the gospel, that there were very real things happening to him. He was a child, that he went through relationships, that he even annoyed his parents on one occasion. But the profound thing is that Jesus encapsulates both what it is to be God and what it is to be man. I've put a few things up there that he is worshipped. And it refers to him being worshipped a number of times in the Gospels, particularly in Matthew, that he is worshipped as the King of Kings. But it's interesting that as a man, he also worships God himself. He's always praying to the Father in the Gospels. But it's interesting that he's also prayed to. If you look at the early church, one of the very earliest prayers of the church is in Acts, where Jesus is being prayed to. We know that he was without sin, and yet he was tempted in every way. And there's that duality there, that tension in his life. He knew all things. And yet, again, like we have stories like the one today, where we see him growing in stature and growing in wisdom and learning what it is to be a child and a man as a human. He had all the fullness of God in him, the deity dwelling in him. And yet he was flesh and blood. And so we have these two things combined within Jesus, and it's a profound thing, because how can you be 100% God and 100% man? So as a scientist, the first thing I thought of was, how am I going to combine these two things? And I thought of a Venn diagram, as you do. I'm sure all of you thought of that when I read out about Jesus being two things in one. But what I want to draw out of this is that we find Jesus at the intersection of two very different things: God and man, divinity and humanity. And I want to suggest that one of the reasons that Jesus came is to bring reconciliation between God and man. God and man that had been separated by sin, by our disobedience. But Jesus brings these two phases, these two regions together. He is the reconciliation. But it's not just God and man. I want to suggest we could replace those things with a whole number of different things. Heaven and earth. Jesus brings heaven and earth together. By his very presence on earth, he is God on earth. And if you go beyond that, if you think about Jesus now, he's been resurrected. He is in heaven. So there is a man, a human being in heaven right now. He's reconciled heaven and earth. He reconciles the law and grace. The law which separated God from man because we could never fully complete what the law expects of us. And yet there is the grace of God which says, you are forgiven, you are free. And Jesus is the intersection of those two things. And I just invite you now to reflect on your life. And I want to say, if there is anything in your life that you would say maybe is separated, maybe there's a relationship that you're struggling with, maybe there's something that is not reconciled, I want to suggest to you that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the only answer. Jesus is the way to reconcile whatever differences there are in our lives. Because that's why he came. He came to reconcile all. So I invite you to fill in the blank, whatever it is, and invite Jesus to reconcile it. I'll come back to that. I did Google incarnation, and that's what I got. It's rubbish, isn't it? It's actually a Guinness World Record of the number of people to get into a Mini. I think it's 29 people. They had to move as well, so somehow somebody drove it. But anyway, I apologise for that. The second thing I want to say is, why did Jesus come and where did he come to? We're familiar with the story, but let's just remind ourselves that he came to a very remote place. He came to two incredibly obscure people. Mary and Joseph, nobody knew them. And they were in a part of the world that no one was really aware of. And yet he came to them. And he came for them. And Jesus came for those that think they are worthless. Jesus came for the lost. Jesus came to reveal himself to those that are not important in the world's eyes. And more than that, He entrusted himself to them as a child, as a completely fragile infant. He trusted those two people with his very life. And that's important for us to know, that God trusts us. God trusts you with his very presence. He trusts you with his Holy Spirit. If you've come to salvation, if you've come to know Jesus as your Savior, you have his Holy Spirit in you. God has entrusted you with his presence, just as he trusted Mary and Joseph with that infant. That is an amazing thing. So never think that God doesn't trust you. Never think that God doesn't love you, because he has given you the most precious gift of all, his presence. He values you. He loves you, just as he loved those first people that he came to. And so, I want to suggest that Jesus came to reconcile, but he also came to restore our worth. Just one more thing that I want to consider is that Jesus came to reveal God. I wonder how observant you are. How observant are you? I want to show you a quick clip. And in this clip, there's an important question. I want you to see if you can count the number of times the ball is passed between one of the teams. You're going to see two teams of people. And I think the instructions will come up on the video anyway. So just follow the instructions. And I want you to give me the answer at the end. How observant are you? 16? Anyone get that? So just pause it there a minute, Ed. So how many people saw the gorilla? About half of you? So the rest of you are looking incredibly puzzled at this moment. I think it will actually play it back in a minute. But there is actually a person dressed as a gorilla walking straight into the middle of the screen and then walks off screen again. Just watch it. You saw it? Here he comes. That's not a trick. That was actually, you actually watched that the first time round. But the other thing in that is that a number of you knew the gorilla was going to come on the screen, I suspect, but you didn't notice the backdrop change, and you probably didn't notice one of the members of the team walking off stage as well. But the reason I say that is the third reason Jesus came is to reveal God, to show us what God is like, to show us God's presence. And we should be aware. We should be aware of God's presence in us. I want to encourage you to open your eyes and to see what God is doing. I think I'm being upstaged. Did you see the gorilla? No. There he is. No, Stephen's not a gorilla. Are you aware of God's presence today? Are you aware that he is at work? Because that's why Jesus came. He came to reveal the Father. But even today, even though Jesus has gone to heaven, has been resurrected, his Holy Spirit is at work in us. And I want to encourage you to look out for those signs. Just as Samuel and Jesus embraced both the physical and the spiritual in their lives, it says of both of them, that they grew in stature, both physically and spiritually. They were aware of the things around them, the people around them, but the kingdom of God as well. And the kingdom of God is at hand. I shared this picture a few weeks ago, actually, in the evening service. But this is how I see the kingdom of God coming. The kingdom of God came in the presence of Jesus himself and has been increasing more and more ever since that day. And we all look to the day when the fullness of the kingdom of God is here. But we're also aware that the world is not perfect. It is not heaven on earth as we know it at the moment. And there is a very real sense that there is a kingdom of darkness. But be encouraged that God is at work. God is present. And we can increase that presence of God. We can increase the kingdom of God. We can speed up the coming of the kingdom by being those that are alert and aware of the presence of God. So just to finish, and I want to challenge us on a number of things. Why did Jesus come? He came to reconcile all. And I want us not to be just satisfied with becoming Christians, but reconciling all of our lives to God, whatever it is. And when we come to Tuesday, the new year, and we make New Year's resolutions, I want us to make that declaration that we are going to reconcile all of our lives to God and to seek God in every situation in our lives. And secondly, that Jesus came to restore worth. He loves us. God so loved the world that he sent his Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but receive eternal life. That's his wish for everyone. So know that you are loved and know that God loves you and wants good things for your life in this new year. And finally, Jesus came to reveal God. And he's still revealing himself today by his Holy Spirit. Don't miss out this year. Don't miss out in this new year. But God is at work. God is present. And he wants to reveal himself to you. So let us be those people like Samuel, like Jesus, that are able to have that duality, to understand that we live in a physical world, in a kingdom which is surrounded by darkness, but the kingdom of God is at hand, and we can be those that bring it in. In Jesus' name. Amen.